off a little bit later, and if those have to leave a little bit early, I totally understand before we finish all the topics that the committee wanted me to speak about. But I wanted to share with you something I put up in the 10-minute Chassidus, and a motion that I had, and then just reflect and put a little bit of context. My wife was coming back from the States. I went to pick her up at the airport, and as my wife said, she was greeted with a siren. She walked out of the terminal, and the siren went out. My children and I were on the road to pick her up at the airport, and we pulled over, and we huddled against the barricade. And I'll tell you, that was one of the most frightening moments of my life. Actually, when the sirens went off, we were very, very calm. Moshe Paragon said very, very well that actually it's still safer to live in the West Bank or in Beit Shemesh or even in Ashkelon than it is to live in New York City, because of the serious nefesh for the soul of our soldiers. And we barricaded ourselves, huddled up against the barricade, and then I looked up and I saw right above my head, about 400 feet above my head, I saw the Iron Dome. And so, number one, there's a hargush in Eretz Yisrael right now. They're conflicting hargushas, but there's a hargush of tremendous nachemisim that we're going through. I mamish felt like the Bnei Yisrael, the Avas Hashem. I've elaborated this on in the past. I'm not going to talk about it more right now. But the sense of Avas Hashem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is protecting us. Imagine that you're huddled against the barricade. There's a rocket that's coming, and you look up, and 400 feet above your head, it just disappears. It disintegrates. So this, in that way, this experience for Bnei Artzeinu HaKadosh is unique. There are other things that are unique about this, and that is that our enemy has managed. Soloveitchik talks about the idea that everything that man uses, he can use for good and for bad. Many people were warning, but the power of using anything that man has created for evil really comes out. Who would have thought that they allowed cement, humanitarian gesture, cement, and that cement has created tunnels that mamish for many people to go out and have. Because I'm Ben Eretz, so I think I can make this joke. I don't know if Americans can make this joke, but they said that there's a woman in Ashkelon who for years has been saying that she's been hearing voices, and now she says it's true that they were digging under her house. So on the one hand, this is new. The miracles are new, and the enemy is new. But I want to bring out, before I say Kapitel Til, and Rav Hanan Bina asked me, and I think he's 100% right, that before we start, now we should say Kapitel Til together. At the same time, you also have to realize that everything that's new is really the exact same thing. Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Schachter quotes this in his Nefesh HaRav, points out that Rav Soloveitchik felt that the Israeli flags, Hashivus, is like a halach in Yerodeh. The halach in Yerodeh is that chas v'chalila, if somebody is killed, the halach is that they're buried in the gotten that they're killed in. Why? To be ma'or rachmi v'shamayim. And Soloveitchik pointed out that in 48 and even before, there were soldiers that mamish gave their lives so that the flag would be there. And to this day, where they were zochet to put down the flag, that's where Jews are able to live. And there were many who gave their lives to it. So Soloveitchik felt that the flag represents the tachrichim of those who were killed al Kiddush Hashem so that Jews could live in Eretz Yisrael. And if you think about it, this war is no different. In other words, it's new, but it's all old. It's all the old stuff all over again, repeating itself. And that is that they want to take a little bit more. And the end is the Har HaBayis, where we result, as so many of us are able to result, to learn together. So the struggle on the one end is an old struggle, yet at the same time, we've seen the Nisim. But because of the Mesiris Nefesh, there's so many that are there in the south, so I was able to see those Nisim. And that's, I think, something that's very, very, very important for us to keep in mind. Many of the fellows asked me, is there any news about next year, about how many boys are coming, if Chassel Chalila, any boys canceled, Baruch Hashem, I haven't heard any news of any boys that are canceling. But to realize that the struggle that we're going through, and that because I'm able to be relaxed and I'm not being shemesh, is only because of that mysterious nefesh for those people that were. So before we start the topics that we want to discuss and say it, Shira Malois, mi mama ki kursi vato ino. Adonai shimo v'koydi, ki enos nefo kashu lois v'kol tachanuno. Im avonai stishmar yo, adonai mi amon. Shailas that Talmidim asked about, and I decided to break them down into three particular questions, and then burn up with you, if you will, take apart the sugya of Lifnei Iver, and try to see what are the ramifications of such questions. I have to add that normally I try, particularly the things that I learned with you to discuss with them, so Shmita happens to be the sugya. I did not have the opportunity to spend as much time as I usually do discussing with them, although a few things I was able to result of this week with them about. Here are the questions. Three different shilas. Fellows at work, and one of his fellow co-workers or his boss, obviously the political dynamic will change depending on whether it's a co-worker or a boss, asks him to order tray food, pork. He asks him to order pork for him. That's shaila number one. They're going out to a restaurant or they're eating in, and he orders pork. Question number two, which I think one of the guys over here mentioned to Rav Ami Shlita, fascinating shaila, and that is the following: someone at work asked them to order pizza. Not pork, but pizza. Now, pizza is an interesting thing because pizza could be regular pizza, which is misu d'rabbanan of vina. Vina's akum is also d'rabbanan. Cheese that we eat needs to have ashkacha, even if we don't believe that there's any carcass inside. And then, of course, there's an interesting angle that sometimes people have pizza with pepperoni. So that might be a shaila of the araisa. Okay, that's question number two. Question number three, the third shaila. What happens if, of course, we're talking about the boss, the co-worker is Jewish. There are sometimes you have lufei iver with a Gentile also. If the Gentile is asking you to do something for him, that will be over the shevet mitzvot b'nei noach, but that we're not going to discuss tonight. The third question is a case where someone asks, gambling, by the way, is an iser d'oraisa. We're going to assume that going to Las Vegas and gambling is an iser d'oraisa. So someone asks you to order, a co-worker says, can you get me a room, order a hotel room for me in Las Vegas? Now it's obvious that it's in the Trump Hotel, that's right above the place where they gamble. Gambling, the Pashtus, is an Isser D'oraisa.
What's the Isser?
What's the Isser? The Isser, the Gemara says that ultimately that's an Asmachta and it becomes a prohibition of Gzela.
What's that?
For a Jew.
For a Jew.
I'm gambling against Gezel Akum. Actually, if we get to the second topic, we're going to really discuss that as well. Gezel Akum, the bottom line is that the Gemara in Bava Kama says that Gezel Akum is also. We'll discuss some more parameters of that, but let's leave it for now. So those are the three questions. Let me start with a Mishnah in Shviz. The Mishnah in Shviz in Parak Hey, Mishnah Vav, has a very, very cryptic line. We're celebrating Shvius next year, we're keeping Shvius next year in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Shvius has a very, very interesting line that many of the Achronim are bothered by. And the Yisod that I want to develop as far as the Halacha in regards to Shvius, I think is going to be relevant to some of the above Shilas, especially the way Rav Moshe Feinstein deals with this Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that it's prohibited to give a utensil to somebody who is going to use that utensil for avodah during Shemitah, and the Rash and others explain that it's based on the pasuk of Lufnei Iver Lo Shitei Michshol that appears in Parashas Kedoshim. So the Mishnah says, Eilu Kevin She'ein Ha'uman Rashon L'Machron B'Shvius. There are certain things that you're not allowed to sell because you know that the Jew that you're going to give it to is going to use it for a prohibition. However, says the Mishnah, that only applies to a machareisha, a plow. Then the Mishnah says, but if it's something that could be used for heter and isur, you're allowed to give it to another Jew. Zeaklal, says the Mishnah. Perikei Mishnah, lov kol shem alachtoi miyuchedes la'aveira asur, le'isur le'heter mutter. So if it's miyuchedes la'aveira, it's going to be asur, but if it can be used for both, then it's going to be mutter. Who could be mechaving? The most basic question on this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, just throw out, even if it's not the question I'm looking for, what jumps out at you as strange in this Mishnah? The Mishnah says, if you know that the plow is going to be used for Isser, then it's Asser. But if it's something that's going to be used, leheter ule Isser, then it's going to be Mutter. What's a little bit difficult with this? Savik d'oraisa, exactly. How could it possibly be, asks the Ritva in Avodah Zarah on Daf Tezvav, as well as the Mishnah Rishona on this Mishnah, asks, wait a second, what about the halacha that it's us, if it's Asur min HaTorah, so then it's a Safek D'oraisa. You don't know for sure that he's going to use it. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein and others point out that the Mishnah doesn't even discuss whether this fellow is religious, whether this fellow is not, the Mishnah just seems to say that if it's leheter u'le'iser, it's going to be mortal. That's halacha number one, and sarachio number one. There's also a very, very interesting Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that lifnei iver is only if I give, take shiloh number one, the pork to the person who is eating, who is going to eat. However, if it's lefnei de lefnei, if I'm not giving it to him, I am removed from that maisa. So then in such a case, as Mark says, lefnei de lefnei is mutter. Now tonight, I'm not going to be able to get into all the details of what lefnei means, because I want to get into the posting and be very, very practical. But on the books, one has to know that lefnei delefnei at times is mutter, which means if you are giving it to Reuven, who might give it to Shimon, in the case of the pork, where he orders it to someone, for sure he's going to give it to him, that's not called lefnei delefnei. But if I give it to Reuven, and there's a distinct possibility that Reuven's going to take the pork and going to give it to Shimon, since I didn't give it directly to Shimon, I know Reuven doesn't eat pork, he's a vegetarian, and the only other person he has is a roommate who's a Jew. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, Lufnei de Lufnei is mutter. So what's the pshat about Zarach HaFalef on the Aleph? Why is Lufnei de Lufnei mutter? At the end of the day, if I know the odds are that that person is going to be Nichshal, so then in such a case, it should also be Usher as well. Shimon, but Reuven would be most definitely be in this. Absolutely.
That's
awesome.
That would
happen. Right, so why is Lufnei Lufnei Mutter?
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Reuven might not be, well, let's say Reuven's a guy.
So then,
it could be. But Reuven for sure is going to be over. But now the Shiloh is about me. So in my, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have to worry about Lufnei Lufnei. So these are the two questions. Now the Ritva gives a cryptic answer. The Ritva says the following. Kivan de Safik de Raisahu. So then in such a case, says since it's a Safik de Raisa, the halacha is etzmoder. Kivan de Lekha el Alav de Lefneiver, Ein Lav de Fleiver, El Kishinosno, Lemi Shiyasabo Aveiro Vadai. The only time you have the Yisr Lufneiver is if the guy is going to be Vadei over the Yisr. Based on the Mishnah and Shvi'is. The question is why? What's the pshat? Now let's take those two questions and see it through the eyes of a tshuva from Ramesha Feinstein. In the seminal tshuva, Ramesha in Chelek Aleph in Yoredei, Simin Ayin Beis, right, talks about the following very fascinating question. Moshe Shaila is like this. You have a caterer, a Jewish caterer. Now, Rabosa, first of all, just for us to appreciate where the Jewish community has come. Moshe was writing to a Jewish caterer. Everything about the Shaila leads me to believe that it was in a concentrated Jewish neighborhood, probably something like Brownsville, Crown Heights, somewhere around there in the Brooklyn area. And the caterer asked them for much the following shayla. They rent out the hall, they cater the food is kosher, but you know what happens at these Jewish bar mitzvahs and weddings? There's mixed dancing. So the caterer wants to know, how can he rent out his hall if at the end of the day, that's going to lead to the Aveira? So Ramesha says like this. Ramesha says something very fascinating. And Ramesha basically develops the Ritva as formulated by the Mishnah Rishona in the Sefer Shvi'is. And Ramesha's Yisod, I think, is going to be very, very important in dealing with many of the shaglas that come up. Says Ramesha as follows. Here's his lashon. Mistaber, the law asru mishum misayeya yidei ovrei avera. We're going to get to in a moment what that word misayeya means. When there is no kishaleka isur lifnei iver, ela binosin lo davar sheyase barak maisa avera. Avol bedavar sheikar hu lemaisa heter. Kigon schiras ulam shulasos for achasana, v'asuuda rak sheyase shom gam meisa averet nikudim, ein lahachshim shaschiras u'alzev v'lesa. So Ramesha tells us the following thing. Ramesha says, even if you know that the fellow is going to do an isur, nevertheless, if the object that you're giving them is not one that is an Isur, in such a case, then one is not over on the Tnei Yibum. I think Ramesh is saying exactly what the Mishnah Rishona says on that Mishnah, in Perikei Mishnah Vavit Shvias, where the Mishnah Rishona says that the reason why it's permissible to give on Shemitah a utensil which could be used Leheter or Leisr is because you didn't give him an Isr. What's Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Mechshol? It's prohibited to put a Mechshol, says the Mishnah Rishona, in front of an Iver. But if the Iver creates the Mechshol, then in such a case, that's not Lifnei Iver. It needs to have, in Longdusha terminology, it needs to have an identity as a Mechshol. It needs to have a Chaloshei Mechshol. The moment in which the individual himself needs to do something to turn it into a Mechshol, the halach is that's no longer considered a Mechshol. Hence, the Ritva says that Lifnei Iver breaks all rules. The Ritva says that we don't say something Nerais Lefona, because you didn't give him a Mechshol. You didn't give him a Mechshol. Now, before we go on, I see there are a few questions. I'll let you ask me about this fascinating idea of Ramesha. In every Lifnei Iver Shaila, after we internalize this Yisod, we'll go back and we'll explain how it answers all the other above questions. You need to know that there are two parts to the Shaila. Every Lifnei Iver Shaila has two parts. One is a Daraisa, and the other is a Darabon. On a level of Daraisa, points out Ramesha over here, there is no Shaila of a Daraisa when it comes to the catering. Why? Because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Avod tells us that Mishnah in Nazir says that someone who gives a Nazir who is not allowed to drink wine, he gives him wine to drink, the halacha is that that individual is not over the Lifnei Iver if the fellow can get the wine somewhere else. The moment he can get the wine somewhere else, so if it's, the Gemara differentiates between Trey Avri Dinari V'Chad Avri Dinari. If the fellow can't get wine, the only place to get wine is from that person, so then that's an Isur D'oraisa Lifnei Iver. But if they can get it somewhere else, so then in such a case, then that's not Isur D'oraisa. Which, if you look at all three of the Shailas that we spoke about before, all of those are no longer, Rav Zev mislabeled the Shir. All of the above Shailas are not a Shaila Lifnei Iver. However, there still is a big Shaila that's involved. Why? Because in all those cases, It's not a case of Trey Avri Dinari. He could order, if he's not going to order the pork from through this fellow, he could pick up the phone himself. He could book the room in Las Vegas himself. However, there's another Shiloh. That is that Tosas and Shabbos on the Gimel and in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kufnu and Aleph, the Shach and Sivkov and Vav develops this idea that when it comes to Lifnei Iver, there's another Isur involved called Misayeya. By the way, it's hard to find the Shaila in Mishnah Berurah. Where is this in Mishnah Berurah? It's actually in Mishnah Berurah as well. Mishnah Berurah spells out many of these halachos. Of course, Bo'oro Nelech, the Mishnah Berurah as a Posek Afron, is extremely, extremely important. In Simin Shinmen Zayin Sifkoton Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah Berurah spells out these basic ideas that there's Lifnei Iver D'oraisa, and then there's Misayeya. Of course, the sugya starts in Hilchos Otzah. Most people aren't interested in all the nuances of Otzah, but there the Mishnah Berurah develops the halachos of Misayeya. We'll come back to an important sheet of the Mishnah Berurah shortly. So says Ramesha, for sure, when it comes to the caterer, there's no problem in regards to Lifnei Iver. But what about in regards to Misayeya? So here, Ramesha suggests this Yisod also applies as well. That not only when it comes to Lifnei Iver is it not considered Lifnei Iver, like the Mishnah Rishona and the Ritva developed, when you give him the Kli that could be used both after the Isser, but even when it comes to the Isser Misayeya Lidei Ovrei Avera, if you are not giving him an object that's a Chetz of Isser, so then in such a case, Halacha is that it's no longer Misayeya either. Hence, Ramesha says to the caterer, it's okay. Because on the level of the rice, it's Trey Avri Dinari. And we already have this idea that when it comes to Lifnei Iver, in order to be over Lifnei Iver, you need to be giving him the mitzvah. And Rav Moshe is mechadesh, the same applies in regards to misayeya as well. And a person is not considered a misayeya if they're giving an ab, if they're not giving the chefza shel iser. If they're not giving the chefza shel iser, so then in such a case, that does not qualify as lifnei iver. Now, Rav Moshe's yisayid is not only yisayid in halacha, and we'll apply it in a moment in halacha as well. Rav Moshe's yisayid is also relevant in terms of answering the above conceptual problems, right? That no longer is lifnei iver follow the general rules of safek. The rules of safek are not our general rules. That's number one. You have to be giving him the mikshah. If you're not giving him the mikshah, so then in such a case, it's not called that you gave him the yisr. Number two is it also explains the issue of lifnei to lifnei as well. As long as I'm not the one, I'm just giving it to Reuven, like Saz pointed out, ultimately, if Reuven gives it to him, so then Reuven's going to be mikshah. But at the it's going to be in creating the mikshah. But at the end of the day, the yisr is only does not apply if it's lifnei to lifnei, because of this idea that you have to be creating the mitzvah. Now, in a moment, we're going to see how the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman takes this idea even further. Go ahead, Nachi.
If the mitzvah has to also be an iser, the mitzvah itself has to be reformulated based on space maker?
No.
Because the mitzvah itself is, could be potentially itself, and the person itself could be.
I don't think it's based on Svek Sveka. I hear where you're going. I think the whole idea is that it needs to be a halachic mikshol right then and there, without the rules of Svek Sveka. For example, Svek Sveka has its own dynamic. If Svek Sveka is not mishapik, there's not like this when you use the rules of Svek Sveka. In other words, I could create cases where in Yoredeya it won't be considered Svek Sveka, where it won't, well, nevertheless, will be what they're at as far as the neighbor is concerned. Yeah?
You see, the Yisodal, you're not really giving him an Isser Mamish. What about that's supposed to talk about a case of giving someone food, you don't know he's going to say a bracha. So, according to that Yisod, it shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, We're about to get there. Very good. We're about to get there. The Chazon Ish. No, I'm okay. This emotion. That's the Chazon Ish writes in Simin Yud Beis Sifkat and Tes about the above question, a slightly different approach. Now, I'm surprised that the Chazon Ish is not more publicized, and you'll see in a moment why. Because the implications of how one should relate to Jews, and this I think is very, very important. Context of the workplace and so on, the Chazon Ish writes in terms of relating to Jews who are irreligious, but the Chazon Ish refers to it here as Ame HaRatzim. Now notice, he's not talking about what's referred to as a Mumar, but he's referring to the common folk who don't know. Listen to the Chazon Ish's words. Again, which question is he bothered by? Why is it that the Mishnah is Mekil on Safek Psik Resha? Simen Yud Beis Sifkat and Tes? Where? This is the exciting thing about Torah. It's in Hilchos Shvi'is. You got to learn it. You got to come to Eretz Yisrael and be involved with Hilchos Shmita. So it says the Chazon Ish like this: Benira, Dahadi kilu chachamim b'safek. This that were makel b'safek. No, it's not something that Rav Moshe found. It's a Farish Mishnah. Avol gav b'safek michshol vaday osur liten with neiver. Now notice, v'amenin yavu the Chazon Ish is not going with the Mishnah Rishona. He says to put a Safik Mikshal in front of an Iver would be Asar al Safik Doraisa. Ruya lahachmir bespekos, Mishum, the Imbanu lahachmir bespekos nami, Nasa Mikshal. He says there's going to be a worse Mikshal. If you're not going to sell to an irreligious Jew an object because he might not use it for an Isser, Shenimnu chesed v'darkei chayim sheloi me'atzmeinu mehen. V'hein hein amei oretz v'chayovin anachnu l'achayosim u'laheitim imam. Says we have a responsibility to be fine with other people, even if they're not as religious as us. V'kol shekein shelo laharba simba v'tachrus beinenu, and not, and certainly not to add hatred and competition amongst us. Someone needs to read this from the Knesset sometimes. Ubenen v'over na'alav de lo sisna, and be over the yisra lo sisna achicha bil vavecha. So says the Chazon Ish like this. He says, it can't be that we'd be machmer in every suffix with neighbor. It can't be that we'd be machmer in every suffix with neighbor. If we would, so then we would have to stop all of our dealings with Jews who are who don't keep all 613 mitzvahs. We're not going to be able to sell them a pot. They might use a pot to cook on Shabbos. Says the Chazon Ish, that can't be. Because what's going to come out is worse. And that is, there's going to be a greater michshol. And that michshol is that we or they are going to come to me over the sisna safichah b'lovecha. His words are, shelo laharbo sima v'tachrus beinenu, that we shouldn't increase hatred and competition amongst us, and therefore he says safik lufneibur we're going to be meikol. Now, the Chazon Ish does not say that on a real lufneibur we could be meikol. Notice, Chazon Ish only said for safik lufneibur. In other words, Chazon Ish is saying we have to draw the line somewhere. At the end of the day, there is a prohibition of lufnei there. And therefore, to give something that you know he's going to use the yisur, then the Chazon Ish says, okay, you have to look him in the eye and explain to him that it's not, there's not, nothing personal. These are our beliefs and so on, that we don't work the land during Shemitah. And at the end of the day, I can't sell it to you during the year of Shemitah. However, the moment the wish I'm going to be machmer on every safek, so then in such a case, the Chazon Ish says, there is going to be a greater michshol that's going to come out. A greater michshol. Ein echanami, savik daraisa is lechumra. Different approach. Different approach. Savik daraisa is lechumra. But there's a greater michshol that's going to come out. Yes, Pinchas.
I was just going to ask.
The diary read inside. Yud Beis pass in Hilchos Shviyos.
Is the Chazon Ish referring to daraisa savik neiver?
Yes.
Referring to
no, he's talking about daraisa. He's talking about the rice.
Is there a bottom like something, or is there a bottom would be...
No, the Chazon Ish is not being the affix to that shot. You're right. But we pointed out, most cases of neighbor today is a different issue. The Chazon Ish is such a giant that you can't add anything more to the Chazon Ish's words unless you can't deduce. What the Chazon Ish would say about Messiah is a good question. That's not what I'm addressing right now.
If you have to weigh Lo Sisna Ticha against Messiah, which is the Rabbanan, before you do it,
Bechura. But I don't want to speak for the Chazon Ish. Bar Ilan lets you do a search for the Chazon Ish, doesn't let you look anything up. So you can do a search on Messiah on the Bar Ilan.
It's a trivia.
He's a trivia. It's the only safer on the Bar Ilan that you can't access, but you can do a search on. You can do a search, so do a search on the say. It's a fair, it's ain't a chanami. You know, your svara is a good svara. But there's svaras, and then there's what the Chazon Ish actually said. We have to look and see. No, it's good. We have to look it up. We have to look it up, see what he says. Comes along our Rebbe's Rebbe, the Nemetzal Shlita's Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Rav Shlomo Zalman takes, and this relates to the question you had asked, based on the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Ketilas Yadayim, and Rav Shlomo Zalman takes this Chazon Ish further than the Chazon Ish presented. Chazon Ish, the Rav Shlomo Zalman was dealing with the following shaila. What happens if you invite someone over to your house and you serve the individual food and you know for sure that the individual is not going to make a buffet? Why is that not lufnei? And as was pointed out, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is you're not allowed to give bread to someone who didn't wash the tefillos and died. So Rav Shlomo Zalman deals with that problem. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says the following. He says that you have to weigh. And here, by the way, Rav Osai read, you have to ask giants. I'm just giving you the information. And here, how to weigh it, you need to ask people who are big. But you'll see conceptually, in terms of how to understand the Neiber, I think that you'll, a beautiful picture now emerges. comes along with Shlomo Zalman and he says, towards the beginning, he says the following. He says that you have to weigh the mikshah. And he says, if this is a Jew who has a positive relationship with religious Jews, and his attitude towards Torah is one that's positive, and God forbid there's a risk that the individual is going to be alienated, and at the end of the day, you're saving him from a greater mikshal. Now here, it's a little bit unclear what exactly Rav Shlomo Zalman means when he says you're going to save him from a greater mikshal. Does he mean that because he's going to eat in your house, then he's not going to order non-kosher food that night when he goes back to his hotel at the Dan Panorama or whatever it might be? And no statement about the conscious of Dan Panorama. wherever he's going to be, whatever he's going to be ordering food. Or does Rav Shlomo Zalman just simply mean that he's going to have an attitude that is not positive towards religious Jews, and at the end, he's not going to send his grandchildren to day school and so on and so forth? That I leave to you to look in the words of Rav Shlomo Zalman. At the end of the day, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that in such a case, it's going to be permissible. What's Rav Shlomo Zalman driving at? Rav Shlomo Zalman is driving at the following yisod that the Chazon Ish was also saying. And that is a new emphasis in terms of the Yisrael of Meidah. And this has less import in terms of the three shailas that we asked above. But here's the question. Is lifnei iver lo sitei mikshal in isur, that if that fellow is doing an isur, you abetted the isur? In other words, you're an extension of the isur itself? If that would be so, then you would have to be machmer by safek. If that would be so, you would have to be machmer lifnei de lifnei. If that would be so, you would have to always ask, what are the odds that the person is going to be nikshal? If that would be so, at the end of the day, you were a part of him eating without a bracha. You'd have to be machmer as well. It seems to be that the isur of lifnei iver is not that I'm an extension of that isur, but rather there's a separate halacha, a separate prohibition, of putting a mikshal in front of somebody. Putting a vadai mikshal in front of somebody. Now the moment in which we are magdir it, the way Rav Moshe Feinstein is magdir it, we describe it the way the Mishnah Rishonah describes it, we describe it the way our understanding of the Ritva is Teretz, we describe it in the way the Chazon Ish said it in regards to Safek Sikresha, Safek Lifnei Iver, not Lifnei Iver Mamish, Safek Lifnei Iver. We describe it the way that Rav Shlomo Zalman took it even further, by a vadai lifnei iver. So then in such a case we see that lifnei iver is no longer judged in terms of what are the odds that the person's going to be over the aveira, but rather whether I am putting a mikshal in front of him. And the moment that we say, like the Mishnah Rishonah says, that you're not putting a mikshal in front of him, is the moment that Rav Shlomo Zalman could go another 100 yards further and say, well, now let's look at big picture. Right now you're giving him an aveira, but what does a big picture say? Is this a mikshal, or are you helping him? At the end of the day, if this guy is going to send his grandchildren to day school, if at the end of the day this guy is going to give $1 million to the yeshiva that you work for, if at the end of the day this guy is going to do X, Y, and Z, so then in such a case, then it might be different. It might be a different story. Now, how to use this Rav Shlomo Zalman halacha l'maisa? We know we could use it for the case of bracha. How to use it in other cases? I mean, people who are a lot older than me that have been learning a lot longer than I am. But this is the general conceptual framework. It seems, even though there are a few Rishonim that seem to understand that lifnei iver is more about that it's I have a chelik of that avera that he's doing. There are some Rishonim that work that way. Most posting, Moshe Feinstein, Chazon Ish, Rav Shlomo Zalman, those are the standard guns that we go to today. In Yitzhak Shem, I'm printing the Sefer next month. And I collected an Hilchos Yichud for Moshe Feinstein, the Chazon Ish, and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Interestingly,
Chacham, I also wanted a sack from Sephardim. But Chacham Avadia has almost nothing in Hilfo Sefer. So only on Hilfo Shevabrachs was able to. Isn't that interesting? Chacham Avadia has, doesn't have anything in Hilfo Sefer. Yesh Godin, why that's so. It's interesting. Ah, okay, we'll discuss that. I have a theory. We'll see if it's like from Damoni's theory. Okay, so I'd like to compare notes. So, but at the end of the day, so these are the big guns. Moshe Feinstein, the Chazanish, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman, so they all are going in that direction. Now let's go back to the Shilas that we started with. Ramesh's Heter does not apply, of course, in ordering for someone pork. If you order pork for somebody, so there you're ordering for him the Chatzah Shalisa. So then in such a case, Ein Almal Ledaber. There's nothing to talk about. To order pork for somebody would be Lifnei Iver. To start being a Lamdan and to use Lifnei de Lifnei, again, you have to ask a Shaila, that's very, very, very complicated. The halacha is, the bottom line is that one would be prohibited to order pork for somebody who's off. But the Yisr would presumably only be on a level of Durabani, which actually brings us to our, before we go on to the next two Shailas, one more Gishmaka Machokis and Gishmaka Nafkamina in the above Chakira that we had of what is Lufnei Iver. Is Lufnei Iver that you are taking part of that individual's Yisr, or is Lufnei Iver a totally separate Yisr of putting what's a real Michshol in front of the person? Fascinating machlokes between the Shach and as understood by the Dogel Mervava and that Mishnah Brura. And I showed it to Rav Nevinzal before I left. I said, Eina Chanami, it seems to be a very, very fundamental machlokes. The Shach says that Lifnei Iver does not apply to a Mumar. In Simik Kufnun Aleph, he says it doesn't apply to a Mumar. A Mumar Lavodas Kochav. In other words, if the fellow threw everything away, he says it doesn't apply to that individual. Comes along the night of Yehuda on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Dagel Mervava, and the Dagel Mervava asks, who cares whether he's in the church or whether he's learning in Kollel all day? Says the Nodav Yehuda, it's so beautiful. Says the Nodav Yehuda, we're coming to Tisha B'Av, something to keep in mind, says the same Jew. Whether the guy is learning in Kollel, or the guy is praying in a church every Sunday, a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. It can't be that the Shach said that Lifnei Iver doesn't apply. Says the Dagel Mervava, what does the Shach mean? Shach means like this. He means that an individual who's being over b'mezid, Lifnei Iver doesn't apply. Well, fascinating. Why? What's the
significance
of the case? No, not according to the Dagel Mervava. He says, Dagel Mervava says that the halacha does not apply, Lifnei Iver does not apply to someone who is doing it amazing. Why? What's a svara? He says, it's right, he's not an Iver. If the guy knows that he's being nichshel, so then in such a case it's not Lifnei Iver. That's what. So I showed Remembrance the Chura, the Mishnah Brura in Shin Mem Zayin Zayin. Says not that way. Mishnah Brura says, black on white, that the Isser of Lifnei Iver applies to a Mumar on Shabbos and even on a Mezid. One could argue that this machlokus between the Shach and the Mishnah Brura is totally on the above question. Like Saad said, the Shach is understanding that the Isser of Lifnei Iver, according to the way the Nodav Yehuda explained the Shach, that the prohibition of Lifnei Iver is what? It's a prohibition in which I'm putting a Michshol in front of a person. But if the person himself is not an Iver, so then in such a case, that's no longer Lifnei Iver. However, the Mishnah Brura seems to be saying no. The Mishnah Brura says, at the end of the day, you cause the guy to be over the Yisr, even if the guy doesn't consider it a Michshol, you're being abetting that Aveira, and therefore you're over. Now, the two, by the way, I just want to be clear. The Mishnah Brura and the Shach are not entirely totally in the above Chakira, but you could understand the Shach based on the above what I said, what was said above. And now we come back to the poor question. So there is one sad to be mako, which amongst friends over here, I have difficulty being mako. I just remembered, as we were discussing the case of the pork, and that is that if the guy was amazed, then there might be someone that would come along and say that in such a case, that by amazed, there's no longer an issue of bufnei either. However, I don't see Ramesha Feinstein quotes both shittas in this Truva and Siman Ayin Beis. Ramesha seems to be choshesh for the Magen Avraham. And the Mishnah Brura himself, try not to sway too much from the Pesach and the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura himself is Machmir. So at the end of the day, if we're talking about someone who's asking to order pork for them, it's hard to be made. Yeah.
What's an opportunity if it's pork is not supposed to be pizza?
Oh, okay. Now we get to shy.
It wouldn't be kosher meat.
Oh, because it's not possible called Doraisa. When the Rambam and the Nekud and the Flop.
We're going to hold on to that.
We haven't even gotten there yet. Okay. Now let's get you have another question.
And then you can also take it the other way if you assume that it's the Isser itself.
I didn't realize this would be so much fun.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
If you assume the guy is shogeg, which is more realistic on kosher pizza, then I don't know who says it, but like on a shogeg, they're a bond, you're not
even trying. Mechami gold. It's a piece of Nativ Arye trivia also. Okay, good. What significant event happened on the porch in Tivari 2 weeks ago? The Chag HaSmicha. So I look forward to the Chag HaSmicha. I have smicha. I never, by the way, got my cloth from YU, but I do have smicha. Ray Brashko will be a private smicha. I do have smicha from YU as well. Well, I think there are a few things I still didn't finish for. Okay. I'm still dodging Rabbi Chalap in the hallway. Okay, so. It was a Chag HaSmicha in Nativ Arye, and Zalman Nathaniel Goldberg Shmita was there. And Ravami and I were discussing with him. The second shaykh. So here it gets very, very interesting. This shaykh gets very interesting. Why? Because if we're talking about only cheese, right? So then it's a derabban. No one talking about a deraisa. And if the individual, you know that there, let's say the fellow's ordering for a workplace, and there are three or four Jews that are there. If you get to order it, are able to order without pepperoni, but the secretary is going to order it with pepperoni, so even if it's not possible, b'chol d'oraisa, simple as a lamdan, it could be it's not simple d'oraisa, because it's a rei nevela, if it's a rei nevela, they don't, but nevela is also an issur d'oraisa. So you're right, it's not possible to call it, but still nevela d'oraisa. So here, Zalman Nechemia said, ulai, this second shayla, it might be better for you to order, as opposed to let anybody else order. Because if you're going to save your irreligious co-workers from an Isur d'oraisa, so then in such a case, then it could very well be that you're no longer a misayeya, but a fool. You're helping them. I want to add, again, Rav Zalman Nechemia's approach fits in beautifully, again, with what the Chazanation of Shlomo Zalman and so on are all driving at, and that is that if you're going to say you're abetting an Isur, so you got to run far away. You got to run far away. Gvina Sakum, you run far away. However, if we're going to say that when it comes to Lifnei Iver, the Isur is whether you're creating the Mikshol, Hafuch, in the sugya of Misayeya, sometimes in the case of Misayeya, you're not creating the Isur. Sometimes by being Misayeya, you're saving the person from the Isur. There are cases where we talk about that. In a case of where a woman is cutting someone else's payas, which is a case of misayeha, but she herself doesn't have the yisur, but if the man would cut his pay in the payas himself, he'd be over the yisur, then in such a case it might be better for her to be misayeha. The post, that's what Rizal Nechemia made reference to in the sugya of makif and nikif. So shayla number two is not as obvious as shayla number one. Even shayla number one, according to the shach, there might be a tzad to be meikel. Halacha l'maisa, I'm not aware of poiskim that are meikel. But tzad number two, Reb Salman Nechemia, at the Chag HaSmicha, he suggested this piece of information. Shayla number three is the shayla in regards to the hotel. I think the hotel might be the modern version of Reb Moshe Feinstein's case of the catering ball. In other words, in the case in which if the boss asks to book a room, as borrower, then in such a case it'll be nipshal in gambling. By the way, I need to throw in, but the workplace is such a challenging place, and the line between doing a good job and the line between things that are really, really averos of snus, averos of gizela, averos of parfus, and so on. The line is a very, very thin line. And that's something that one has to realize, that for oneself, that there should be a pachad. All right, your boss is going to Las Vegas, but for yourself, there has to be a real, real pachad. Baruch Elohim Shabbat Shalom, the Lord will not come in. At the end of the day, there has to be a clear Abdullah. As someone that told me that one of the biggest mistakes that he made in his life was the first time he showed up to an interview, and I'm not talking halacha l'maaseh. Everybody has to discuss with people who are in the know as well as their rabbein. Not only their rabbein, because sometimes their rabbein don't know the realities that are on the ground, but both with people who are in the know as well as the rabbein. A friend, someone told me that he went to his first interview and he decided not to wear his yarmulke at the interview. And he said he regretted it. Because the moment he didn't wear, Reb Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he says, you're allowed to go to work without a yarmulke. But at the end of the day, he said he now no longer had a sign. He couldn't put on his yarmulke 2 weeks later. Now he was stuck. And there were certain things that just, it's understood that Orthodox Jews don't do, and other people do. And the slope becomes a slippery slope. And that's something that all of us have to think about. So, you know, and the whole idea of going to Las Vegas, and what's a Bentar doing over there? But nevertheless, to order for him a room, the food of that is not going to be a finger. Whatever the Avera, the possible Avera that might come out of that. There, not only is there Trey Avri Dinari, but even in terms of Misayeya. In such a case, you didn't give him a mitzvah, you ordered the room for him. In such a case, I would also do that. So that's in regards to the easy sugya of the name. We have something to eat.
No.
Pepperoni.